It is like dogs gnawing on bones because they gnaw on them for a little while and then they drop them and they go pick them up later and then they will carry them around and then they'll bury them and they'll let them ripen for a couple of days and then they'll dig them back up and they'll chew on them again. So when I was writing A Language Older Than Words, I had a Madison Avenue agent. The address of the agency was 1 Madison Avenue, and they had an entire floor. The point being that they're a very prestigious agency. And I sent her the first 70 pages of the manuscript that became A Language Older Than Words, and she wrote back and said, if you take out the family stuff and the social criticism, you'll have a book. And I fired her on the spot. And then later, I ended up with another agent. This is probably then 98 or so. So I wrote the book in 96. In 98, I'm shopping. I finished the book by 97. I'm shopping the book around. There's an agent's assistant who loves the book, gets the agent to take it on, but that agent also didn't particularly like the book and gave me more advice that was bad. She said, okay, you can keep the book the way it is, but instead of mixing all the subjects together, I want you to have a chapter on coyotes, a chapter on your family, a chapter on interspecies communication, separate the subjects cleanly. And I didn't fire her, but we drifted apart. The reason I bring all this up is because, iterative thinking is central to my writing style and my thinking style. And iterative thinking is the way my books work a lot of times is I'll bring up a subject and I'll talk about it and then I'll drop it and then I might come at that same topic from a different direction and maybe even come to a different conclusion. And then I'll drop it and talk about something else. And then I'll bring it up again later and come to yet another conclusion, each one slightly building on the others, but not really in a linear fashion. There's space in between where we talk about other things. And That's not an affectation. That's actually how I think. And I think that's how a lot of people think. I've had so many people write to me over the years and say, your books are written just the way I think. And I know for myself that when I have a problem, it's very rarely solved in one sitting. Unless it's just a simple technical problem of, I mean, should I change the tires on my car? That one we don't need to do iterative thinking on. But on larger issues, I keep thinking, and I'm going to butcher this line, but there's that line by Rilke from Letters to a Young Poet about the young poet asks about I don't remember the exact question, but the answer is that you should live the questions now. You live your way into the answer to the most difficult questions you have. And you know, we've done videos before about the importance of long form thinking, and we've done videos about the importance of rumination, and we've done videos about the importance of leisure. And this one is yet another iteration of the same concern that real problems take a long time to think about and to not think about. You know, the way I write for the most part, there are a lot of people who write by I've known people who get up at 6 every morning and they write from 6 to 9. And I've known people who just start the pen moving, and then no matter if they don't have anything to say, they just repeat the same word over and over. They just write stuff in a journal, and then they find things happening in the journal, and they can then work with them as a writer. And I don't do either of those at all. So the way I work is that I'll know generally what's the next thing I'm probably going to write, and I'll try to write it. And if it doesn't work, I just stop. And then I go for a walk, or go sit outside, or go to sleep, or do something. And always, every minute or so, I might be just sort of checking in, or every 10 minutes, or every hour, I might just check in. And then as soon as the right sentence comes to me, as soon as I see it, then I immediately sit down and start working. And that's the same way that I approach many thoughts in my life, is if I have a problem, I visit it and revisit it. And I don't think I'm alone in this. I mean, I remember it's like, if you have a problem that you're, the question I sometimes ask myself is, what do I think about in the shower? Because if there's a problem in a relationship, I mean, chances are good that as I'm soaping up, I'm sort of gnawing at it. I think about it like dogs gnawing on bones too. That's another way to look at this whole question. It's actually really good. I hadn't thought of this way, but it is like dogs gnawing on bones, because they gnaw on them for a little while and then they drop them and they go pick them up later, and then they will carry them around, and then they'll bury them, and they'll let them ripen for a couple days, and then they'll dig them back up and they'll chew on them again. And I guess the sort of plea that I'm making with this, which is very difficult when people don't have time, is, for me, this is how clarity comes, is through looking at it and seeing a tiny bit of the picture, and then doing anything else, going out and taking a walk, or building a hen house. It doesn't matter, doing something else, and then coming back to it until, and each time you'll see a little bit more of the picture, until one hopes you can start to see the picture larger. And this makes me think of something that Vine Deloria said to me, which is that, he was a Dakota, and he was talking about how at different stages of our life, we have different things that we're supposed to do. And he said that with old age comes the time and the experience to be able to reflect upon the things that we have gone through in our lives, and to have the time and the experience to begin to see the patterns that have been woven all throughout, and to see the patterns that make up life. And that takes time, and it takes revisiting. That's yet another way that this society is destroying our capacity to be, and to be fully human, and to be fully alive, and to be fully a sentient being. Because I think all of that takes visiting and revisiting.